groups in the cities high. We have followed fragile dreams, but only one can take the measure of our goals.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, the energy economy, we talk to Nicole Schuler and Drury Phoebus, residents of Baker, Montana. This energy economy feature is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. And now back to our energy economy feature with interview Drury Phoebus and Nicole Schuler from Baker, Montana.
In the hands of God, we stand tall. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom.
I didn't meet you to not even 2 seconds before I met you. you came in during our interview and sat down, so this is great. And yesterday when I was paddle fishing, same thing. I had never met those people before. They didn't know who I was, and vice versa. The sentiment is very positive. It's very pro. And like we said, there was a spill at the Yellowstone River.
Right.
And there's still a lot of positivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because how do you, I guess, communicate that to people who have never been here?
Well, part of it is the people that haven't grown up here, haven't lived here any amount of time, don't understand that the big oil and gas companies aren't bad guys. Do they do some things sometimes that could have been handled better? Yeah, they do. Is it unfortunate that these spills and gas leaks and stuff happen? Yeah, it is. But we also have a lot of infrastructure here that people don't understand. This has been going on in this area of our state for over 50 years. Yeah. Oil and gas exploration. This is nothing new to us. Pipelines are nothing new to us. Gas wells are nothing new to us. And we do know that for the most part, these oil and gas companies that are involved when these spills and stuff do happen, they do come in. They do try to work with the communities, the county officials and stuff, to get it rectified. Let's get this cleaned up. Let's make this right. People don't see that side of it. And what they also don't understand is that there are pipelines being built all the time. This isn't just the Keystone. And is the Keystone coming? Is it not coming? In fact, right now, we have pipelines being built all over eastern Montana and western North Dakota that nobody even knows about because they're so hung up on what's going to happen with the Keystone and don't understand that these pipelines are being built all the time, gas and oil.
Point you might have missed that Pelham County produces more oil than any county in Montana, Pelham County. Mm-hmm. And we've had two big booms here. And we're looking for the third one.
This town just reminds me so much of Watford City and Killdeer.
Yes.
And I don't want to say Williston because that's a...
No.
I don't think anything will ever remind me of Williston again.
No.
They got hit so fast and they were right in the center of everything.
Right.
Like you take a Dickinson where their time will come, but they're going to have plenty of opportunity to prepare.
Right.
It's like for you guys, your time will come, and it sounds like you've got a lot of preparation already done.
Right.
Is that being registered at the state level, at a regional level, in any board of governors, I guess?
The state is recognizing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the state, in fact, when officials from the state come to this end of the state, Fallon County is mentioned a lot.
Okay.
Just because they know what our infrastructure already is. And like Drury said, we are one of the richest counties in the state. Our school district doesn't want for anything. They haven't asked for a mill levy in 20 years.
Oh, that?
The school district, they haven't asked for a mill levy. What's it been, almost 20 years? Since they last asked for any taxpayer help?
When's the last time the school asked for money?
Oh, well, they've got a lot of money. They really have.
Yeah.
Remember, that's how long ago it's
been.
Well,
fortunately or unfortunately, we were also the richest school district in the state.
Sure.
And a couple of years ago, two sessions ago, the state passed legislation that put a cap on how much schools could have in their general fund, and it was set at $35 million. And let's just say that Baker School District, everything got redone so that we didn't lose the money to the
state. You filled that cup really fast.
Very fast. Yeah. We have a brand new state-of-the-art all-weather track, all-weather football field with AstroTurf, brand new bleachers, stadium.
Is that paid for?
Paid for. We built at the middle school, or what they call the middle school at Longfellow School, a brand new gymnasium with state-of-the-art sound for all of our concerts and stuff to be held there, paid for. Lots of upgrades to our science classrooms. Our high school science classrooms were completely gutted and remodeled and have the latest, greatest state-of-the-art equipment they can have in the last 2 years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Drury Phoebus or Nicole Schuler, residents of Baker, Montana, or to listen to other energy economy features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that energy economy feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
And we praise you, Lord. Help for what your hands have done. You're amazing. You're amazing, you are.
What we got here is crude oil, 100 million years in the making. Oh, this stuff. If you like fine wine, you love fine oil, because we got it here, right here.
When was that oil brought out of the ground?
This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years. The product of plant and animal water, animal matter, compressed a mile and a half underground, fermenting with a little help from bacteria, and voila, we got it.
Could your car run on that oil right there?
The car wouldn't, but I could dump it directly into a diesel burning type application and go right down the road. It would smoke a little bit because it's not refined yet, but I mean, it's basically the equivalent of diesel 3 coming right out of the ground. Diesel 1 being highly refined, you know, diesel 2 being good enough for the older engines, diesel 3, which would still work, but this is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
And where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
How long have you been in town?
6.5 months.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Time now to take a minute of positivity with Mark J. Lindquist. This is Mark's Motivational Minute.
And with some of the biggest companies that we've been speaking for you know, the ones with a B behind their revenue, billions. That's what they're learning, is it's time to allow our people to fail, because we realize even though we're a behemoth of an organization, you know, $1 billion large, we have to create a culture where people are comfortable walking into their boss's office and say, you know what, I really messed this one up. But see, like John Maxwell says, experience isn't the best teacher. Evaluated experience is the best teacher, right? So, you know, when you can create a culture where you feel as though everybody is on the same team, rowing in the same direction, and I can expose myself in front of my peers at in a conference room or a team meeting and say, you know what, this is one where we lost. You know, maybe we went backwards a few steps. But when it comes to any ingenuity or innovation in life, how many times you got to give it a shot? Until Thomas Edison finally figured out how to make the cotton thread filament incandescent light bulb, right? How many times did he try? Thousands. When it comes to the conference or convention that you're planning, there's two opportunities for people to remember your conference as the best one they've ever been to. Usually it's the opening one, where they kind of set the tone for the gathering, be it a 2 or 3 or 4 day gathering, or maybe it's the last thing they hear before they head out the door, right? I can come in and give you the best hour of your conference, right? That makes them feel good and energized about what you were talking about. So that's what we're excited to give, but give me that chance and we'll help you change the world.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?